This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Listen up, Australia. They're not here.
They're not here.
They're off enjoying a beer and a very long lunch.
So we've got some best bits for you.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Good afternoon, Australia. It's your old mate Dangerous Dave here in the hot seat. Because Jane and Mick aren't here. They're back on Monday. You know, Mick Malloy's been pretty quiet the last couple of days on social media. You can follow Mick on Instagram at MickMalloy66. Back on Friday, took Jane's jacket out of the office, her beloved, you know, bomber jacket, and he wore it to the pub, looked a little tight. That's the last time we've heard from Mick. But, you know, this is a man who once walked 43 steps in one day. Tracked him on the Fitbit. We believe it was from the couch to the toot, to the fridge, then back to the couch. 43 steps in one day. So no doubt, I'll be all back Monday. Looking forward to that. Kennedy Malloy, you can keep with touch with the show anytime at kennedymalloy.com.au. Instagram, you can me ring if you want, 133353. Going to relive some good bits for you this afternoon. Stormy Daniels. Now, before Stormy Daniels was doing 60 Minutes interviews, she was doing us. Not in a Donald Trump kind of way. She spoke with us first. True story.
Stormy, question without notice. Have you ever smacked a man in the bot with a rolled-up magazine with his picture on the cover?
Every Tuesday.
Okay, a hypothetical for you. If, say, you and me were having sex together and I asked you to smack me on the bot with a rolled-up IKEA catalogue, would you do it?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, actually, I was going to ask Stormy...
Pencil that in.
I was going to ask Stormy the same question. Would you smack me on the bot with an IKEA catalogue?
Good Lord.
Only if you smack me first.
Okay. Oh, it's on.
We should get together and workshop this.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Back on Monday. Not too late to maybe think about what you'd be prepared to trade for a Mick coin. There is 80 left to go into circulation. 20 have already been given away, but there's still 80 left to go, and you could be the proud owner of one of these exclusive Mick coins. We've got the ledger going on, the Mick coin ledger at kennedymalloy.com.au. I'm just looking, and I didn't realise this. I wasn't paying attention. First time round, we gave away the first Mick coin to Jane Kennedy, and it says, Jane Kennedy, Mick coin. It's a Thursday through Sunday night dinner, home cooked at the Kennedy household with canapes, smoked salmon blini, two cocktails, provided ahead of the meal, entree to be served, cannot be soupy, some fried calamari with lemon is agreeable, meal to include slow-cooked Greek lamb with roast potatoes, sounds delicious, meal to be accompanied with glasses of Sam Neill's Pinot Noir with a buttery Chardonnay from the Margaret River, as well as a nice red. Four to be served, not including Jane and Rob. Chocolate souffle for dessert. Dangerous Dave not to be invited. Mick may bring strippers as guests. That's the first Mick coin to Jane Kennedy. If you would like to trade something, let us know what you're prepared to do. kennedymalloy.com.au. Now, earlier in the year, Mick and Jane set themselves the ambitious task of hosting four long lunches at five pubs in 5 days in five states. See how that went down.
It wasn't the best of starts.
When are you packing?
I beg your pardon. We're flying to Brisbane.
Yeah, we have to swing by my place.
No,
I'm not joking.
No, come on. You pack.
When we leave here, we swing by my place.
We're just taking carry on. Oh, my God. So are you serious? I am not waiting for you.
All right, I'll meet you there.
Hang on.
Melbourne's long lunch ended up just giving Mick ideas for contract negotiation time.
I got into an argument with a construction worker who had more RDOs than me.
How many do you have?
Talking about my fight, 26.
That's a lot of RDOs.
And then when I said, oh, well, it's costing you one a day, he goes, no, it's not. This is a sickie.
Next stop was Brisbane. Well, eventually.
There was some freak storm over Brisbane Airport, and we were held in a holding pattern.
We were pretty happy about that.
Well, that gave me a chance to really give Booney's record a crack.
You were saying there was a bit of drama, and there was, because they only had Sauvignon Blanc, not Chardonnay.
But safely on the ground, they met some true Brizzy legends.
The bloke who is in the AC/DC T-shirt.
Yep.
He had a fat guy Hawaiian short.
Over that.
On over the top of that. Yeah. He had a handlebar moustache.
Yeah.
And he was drinking out of the Kennedy Malloy's stubby cooler. I went, that's
Nothing
our guy.
Get better.
Can we put him on the poster somehow?
Good to see our Brisbane office was pre-warned about our travelling divas in an office memo.
If you see them around, please say hello. If you could also please ensure you tidy your workspace before you go home today, that'd be greatly appreciated. Thanks, Lucy.
You're like Mariah Carey.
Me?
You know, your reputation has preceded you.
Wednesday, they hit Sydney and the looting began.
What did you leave the flight with?
Oh, a bottle of wine.
Takeaway. Takeaway.
They just must look at me and think, oh my God, you're travelling with him. Have a bottle of Sauvignon Blanc.
The lunches were getting longer and longer.
Put your hands together. Shane Kennedy.
Let's tip some furniture over and steal something.
3 days in and Mick was a little over it.
Do you know what? It'd be no disgrace if we just called this off and went home.
Could be because he didn't want to pay his bar tab at Mark Rusciuto's pub in Adelaide.
Can I tell you, this is Rue, what a bastard. He actually hired a bloke to stand there looking like a bikie.
Are you telling me that guy wasn't real?
I thought it was real. He came up and introduced himself as Crowbar.
Yes.
And he goes,
I saw
that. You Mick Malloy? Where's Rue's money?
Oh, my God.
Things were going so well in Adelaide, everyone wanted a tour T-shirt.
Well, I'm prepared to take mine off right now.
And I'm not prepared.
Okay.
I'm sorry, no show today.
Could at least tip some water on it or something.
As the week started to draw to a close, a phone call home proved that things were starting to fall apart.
One of the children lost their retainer because it was eaten by the dog.
Okay.
That sounds like an episode of the Brady Bunch,
I
know.
It's all falling apart.
The pool overflowed because a kid put the hose in the pool just to top it up and forgot about it.
They hit their final destination, Perth, and the week was taking its toll.
I'm going to need a stomach staple.
It's a lot of burgers and chips.
Yes, I was going to say, are you going low carb on these?
If I see another chicken schnitzel, I seriously will go berserk.
So thanks, Australia, for coming along and helping us complete 5 lunches in 5 states in 5 days.
It was a great afternoon. Thank you.
Jimmy, thanks, sounds like you're still there.
Oh, no, we've had a couple of carry-ons on the way home.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Back next Monday, we have the greatest hits of Kennedy Malloy so far this year for you, this week, on our Rostered Week Off, including Stormy Daniels. Now, before the 60 Minutes interview and before it was all public, when she was still only, you know, alluding to her alleged affair with the President of the United States, adult movie star Stormy Daniels joined us for a chat.
She's the woman whose name is splashed across headlines all over the world.
Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels is a US porn star.
Either a porn star or a West Indian cricketer.
No, she's definitely a porn star.
I've never seen such beautiful spreadsheets.
Is that what we're calling it now?
She also allegedly had an affair with Donald Trump in 2006.
Have you ever made love to anyone whose name rhymes with Ronald Lump?
Yeah, I call you whatever you want me to call you, baby.
Then, in 2011, Stormy was reportedly paid off.
Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's lawyer, paid Stormy Daniels $130,000.
So she may not be able to tell us anything at all. But let's give it a shot anyway. Please welcome to Kennedy Malloy, Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels, welcome to Kennedy Malloy and Australian Radio.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Stormy, I've interviewed a lot of people, but rarely have I done so much research into any interview, and I have to say it's a great back catalogue of work that you should be very proud of. What are some of our favourites? Just to introduce you to an Australian audience who may be unaware, some of the great films.
Well, this is going back a few years, Stormy. One of our favourites was The Witches of Brestwick.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah, that is super old. And that was funny to make because it was freezing outside when we had to do all the nude scenes. All the girls complained the whole time.
What about Princess Hubba Hubba?
Oh, yeah, from Space Nuts. That was my first big role and the one that the HBO series followed me on. It was it was my first time having to do like pages and pages of acting.
Wow.
Stormy, how many movies do you think you've made all up?
Probably about 150.
150, and never worked with a producer as sleazy as Harvey Weinstein, I imagine.
That's very true.
I mean, honestly, not many actresses get to make that many movies. So you're a hardworking girl.
Right. And I directed most of my movies too. So, yep. I mean, I guess it's sort of up for debate if I'm as creepy as Harvey.
Well, are there many female directors in the world of porn movies?
When I first started directing, I was the only female feature director. Now there's quite a few, actually.
Well, you're a trailblazer of the industry in more ways than one, Stormy.
Thank you.
Great actress, a great director. We've got a cavalcade of awards that you've won in the industry. And I want to talk to you briefly now about this tour, which is taking America by storm, if I may say this, which is making America horny again. But Stormy, if I was to come along, what can I expect from this show?
Well, the funny thing is that a lot of people, I'm reading some really wild stories about me on the internet, and some really out there things. Like, I found out yesterday that I'm a man, and that I work for the FBI, and yeah. I'm like a billionaire. And then on the very next page, it says that I'm so broke that I'm forced into dancing at strip clubs, you know, taking up this tour, which is funny because I've always danced. And a lot of these bookings that are on the tour, I had before any of this stuff happened.
I've seen some of your work, and if you're a man, you are the best actor in the world. I will tell you that right now. Okay, can I ask you, do you have a type when it comes to men?
A type when it comes to men?
Yeah.
Not really. I guess I like funny looks. I like guys that are at least taller than me because I like to wear high heels.
Yes.
But other than that, I mean...
Okay. What about orange hair, stupid, and tiny hands?
I don't think anyone goes for that by choice.
By choice. There you go, Meg.
All right. What about portly Australian comedian who goes off like a firecracker in the sack?
Oh, well, perhaps.
Stormy, I don't know if you have a picture of Mick up with you at the moment, but I'll send one to you.
Okay. I love Australians, though. My riding coach is from Australia.
Well, oh, yeah?
That's one thing we'd like to ask you, if you would bring your tour to Australia. Could you adapt it to making Australia horny again? We have an election in this country towards the end of the year. And we think that could be a magnificent tour that we would love to get involved with.
I agree. Have you ever considered going down under, so to speak?
I go down under quite regularly, but Australia is on my bucket list for sure.
Okay, fantastic. Can I ask you this? Do you think that if circumstances were different, you would make a great first lady?
Probably not. I think I would make a better president. I like to be. I'm too much of a control freak.
Good answer. Are people generally, you were talking about you're reading a lot of backlash, or not backlash, but you're reading people talking about you on the internet. Are generally people supportive of you?
That is the most shocking thing when all of this stuff happened. I was afraid to look at my social media for days because I figured that it would be just so terribly negative.
Yeah.
And it's strangely enough, it's been pretty positive. Now, I do have really thick skin, so even the people who are kind of taking low shots, a lot of it's still really funny. So even though they're, you know, making fun or whatever, I got a good chuckle out of quite a bit of it because some of it's quite clever. But I would say, in all honesty, for every horrible, nasty comment that I get or threat, there's probably at least 500 positive ones.
Okay, that's cool. And are these people who are perhaps not as positive, do you believe them to be Trump fans?
Oh, of course. I mean, I'm used to getting a lot of negative comments anyway because of the fact that I work in the adult industry. So you always have the religious people that are going to, you know, say horrible things to you, which is funny because it just proves that they're a hypocrite, because isn't the whole thing about being a Christian or religious that you're not supposed to judge, and they're the most judgmental people. So those have always been there, and they're obviously still there. The ones that are the most shocking or the really, really staunch, blindly following Trump and just, you know, they're just nasty, you know, they've, sure. you know, a couple of death threats. You know, there's a picture of my house on the internet, but oh funny, it's not actually my house. It's my neighbor's house.
Oh, dear.
Oops.
I should probably send him a gift basket.
That's probably, right. Yeah.
That'll be an interesting neighborhood watch meeting next time you get there. Can I ask you if you could sleep, have sex with one American president, who would you choose out of the pantheon?
Oh, American president.
You can go back to Washington days.
I've got to say Obama.
Obama?
Whoa.
Okay, not bad. What about this? A threesome with Abraham Lincoln and Teddy Roosevelt.
Ooh. Teddy and I could probably go horseback riding. So
there you go. Stormy, Mick here is a great golfer and loves golf. How difficult would it be for Mick to take part in, say, the Lake Tahoe Celebrity Golf Tournament?
Well, without saying too much, I know people.
Oh. In high places? How high? Presidential levels?
I could probably hook you up.
That would be fantastic.
Sounds really good. Now, you're talking with us. We're in Australia. Does it feel really bizarre that you're actually talking to us at this moment in time, all the way to Australia?
Yes. It's very odd that, I mean, the story has reached all the way down under. Is kind of insane. I've gotten, you know, inundated with calls to do every radio show here, of course, but when I was asked if I would do your show, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, that's cool. We're really pleased that you have.
All right, more with Stormy Daniels after this. Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Keep in touch with the show anytime. You can grab the podcast, subscribe. I'm still trying to explain to Mick how that works, but kennedymalloy.com.au. Let's hear part two of our chat with Stormy Daniels.
We're talking to Stormy Daniels. Stormy, how much has your life changed since the notoriety? We saw you on Jimmy Kimmel the other night. Do you think this is there's no coming back from where you are right now?
Oh, definitely not. Obviously, just the fact that I'm talking to you, like we said earlier, is proof of that. I've reached beyond the normal adult movie fans or perhaps the fans that have seen me dance or seen me in the handful of mainstream movies I've done. Now, you know.
Would you like to move through to mainstream movies, you know, move in a different direction?
Yes and no. Like, yes, but not the way you would think. I've done a lot of acting in some mainstream stuff. But in all honesty, I have no preconceived notions that I'm going to be the next Julia Roberts. Acting's fun. It's fun, but it's not my dream job. I would like to move into mainstream directing.
Yeah.
And I've actually been working, I've directed some music videos and I've written a horror movie and been working on getting funding for it. So that's the one thing that I'm actually very afraid of by becoming so public again. Because I was mostly retired from on camera and was sort of trying to slide into behind the scenes, and now I'm thrust.
Somewhat thrust into the spotlight again.
I have a feeling one day we'll be seeing Julia Roberts playing Stormy Daniels in a movie that will win an award. So you could be on set as a consultant, I would say.
Well,
there you go, script supervisor.
Speaking of the movie industry, what are your thoughts on the hashtag MeToo movement that's going on at the moment?
Oh, my goodness. I have a very unpopular opinion on that, I think.
That's all right.
I think that sexual harassment and assault is horrific. I think Harvey Weinstein is a terrible human being. And I hate to even use the word human being. But that being said, I feel like there are a lot of people jumping on the bandwagon and overreacting and going into hysterics. And basically, I'm not afraid to call out, you know, other females, basically crying wolf. And it takes away from the resources and the help needed to treat the real victims.
Yep.
Like, I mean, I put up a very controversial tweet a couple weeks ago, the night of the Golden Globes, and I said, you know, instead of being proud to be a woman, you know, thinking, oh, what a great time to be a woman, all I can think of is what a horrible time to be a man. If I had a penis, I'd be freaking terrified right now.
Yeah, well, that's very true, and it's a great take on it as well, and something that we haven't heard a lot of people talk publicly about. So kudos to you for doing that.
Indeed. Stormy, question without notice. Have you ever smacked a man in the bot with a rolled-up magazine with his picture on the cover?
Every Tuesday.
Okay, a hypothetical for you. If, say, you and me were having sex together and I asked you to smack me on the bot with a rolled-up IKEA catalogue, would you do it?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, actually, I was going to ask Stormy.
Pencil that in.
I was going to ask Stormy the same question. Would you smack me on the bot with an IKEA catalogue?
Good Lord.
Only if you smack me first.
Okay.
It's on.
We should get together and workshop this. Stormy, I'd like to thank you for your discretion as well. Not many people know this, but we've met before, and the fact that you're honouring your non-disclosure agreement with me, I really thank you for it. Would you come to Australia? Come on, we're serious now. You sound like a smart, intelligent woman. You've been embroiled in one of the biggest news stories in the world, the details of which I can't wait to come out one day. Would you consider coming out later?
Yeah, you'd have a huge fan base here, I can tell you, Stormy.
I would absolutely love to. There's an expo in Australia. I think it's called the Sexpo.
Oh, yes.
I've always wanted to go to, but no one's ever requested me.
Okay,
so
well.
The power is all yours.
We spoke with Ron Jeremy, who I know that you've probably worked with. Have you worked with Ron?
I have directed Ron.
I like hearing that. That's even better. Ron was out here for Sexpo last year. So, hey, maybe that's a really great thing. We get Stormy out here for Sexpo.
It could be something great.
That would be fantastic. That would be like a dream come true, honestly.
Is there anything else we can you'd like to say about all this furor and what it means? Are you writing a book? Or is there something you'd like to say to people out there who are intensely interested in this story?
I think that, I mean, I guess one of the biggest surprises is that I was completely caught off guard by this, and I didn't plan for this. I didn't mean for any of this to come out. I didn't, you know, and I tried to hide for a while, and then I just decided that it's better to make lemonade out of lemons. And, you know, I'm not trying to exploit or capitalize, but at the same time, I have to do what's best for me and my family, obviously. And I think that a lot of it's going to come out, and a lot of people are going to be quite surprised about what the truth is. And yes, I am going to write a book, and it's going to be freaking hysterical.
Right. Well, I can't wait. I hope I'm in it.
We thank you so much for your time, Stormy Daniels, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Well, they put their feet up. We're playing their best bits. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Jane and Mick back on Monday. We've had some great acoustic performances so far this year, which you can all see at kennedymalloy.com.au from Jet. We had Veruca Salt play, the great Richard Clapton, James Rain, Mark Seymour, and many, many more. But we also had Weezer. Now, they were here supporting the Foo Fighters for their Concrete and Gold World Tour. They brought their guitars in. It was great to chat with Weezer. Then hear the classic, which you're about to hear, Island in the Sun.
Rivers and Patrick, we will welcome you very much to the show today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We know that you're appearing with the Foo Fighters, and we were just chatting off air, and you say in Brisbane you had some time off to spend, and I'm going, yeah, what kind of things did you do in Brisbane?
We did a bicycle tour along the river there.
Listen, this doesn't sound very hardcore rock and roll to me. No.
What are you doing?
hang on.
Did you wear helmets?
We wore helmets.
I'm disappointed.
We had little bells.
Yeah.
But it was really nice. It was a nice way to see the city. And then along the bike path is this giant cliff with women kind of rappelling down the cliff on ropes.
Now it's getting more interesting. Yeah. Were they clothed at least?
Yes, tight spandex. Yeah. Clothing. And then we went to this very old pub where they have cockroach races every Australia Day.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And how'd you go? Did you have a punt? Did she get on board?
No, we were there a little early, but it sounded like pretty exciting.
So that's not a thing that you have in the States. Surely you have got crazy enough races between bullfrogs and whatever there is and all the cities you've visited over the years.
There's belt sander races. That's a big thing.
Belt sander?
Yeah. What's that?
I'm not kidding. Like in the Midwest, because you can't go out. It's too cold. So they do belt sander races.
Fantastic.
Somebody told me they have vibrator races in Australia.
What?
No, that's after that's, many drinks with Dave Grohl and the crew after too many tequilas,
that's our
I
national
think.
Sport. That's what we do. Hey, I just want to know, on tour with the Foos, do you guys hang around? Do you jam together? Do you ever get together and go, oh, we've got a spare hour, why don't we just get out the back and get the axes out?
We go around.
You do?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, they do have a jam room backstage, and I went in there the other night, and they gave me a guitar and they said get on the mic and what song do you want to play? I was like, well, do you know any Kiss songs? And
hello, we're talking to a Kiss aficionado
Detroit,
here.
Detroit, Rock City.
Exactly.
Oh. I love that. Tell me the Fooies are doing this on this time around.
Yeah, you'll have to. Well, they weren't doing it, but
this
we'll
might
see
be a big
night.
Secret
yeah.
we're about to blow. You've got to be very careful with this stuff.
That's stuff.
Guys, we are really thrilled that we've got you here. We would love you to play for us live. We've got the entire radio station here.
Do. I know you guys are a big deal because this station, we see a lot of people come in and out, but
there's currently nobody at their desk.
There's no one at their desk. Productivity is down. Thanks a lot, Weezer, for coming in here today.
Guys, we would be really rapt if you could. What are you going to play for us?
Let's do Island in the Sun.
Oh, oh you're kidding. That's awesome. Thank you so much for coming in.
All right, we'll get the boys set up.
They got to go and get their
Rivers
guitars
and Pat
out.
Are making their way towards the central Kennedy Malloy playing
you're
area.
You're a fan, are you?
The Blue Album is one of my top five all-time favourite albums.
Awesome.
Well, you without should have question. Told them that. Well, I don't want to.
He doesn't want to be sort of fanboy.
Wedge that in. Hey, by the way, one of my top favourite albums is the Blue Album, which it is.
You know what I was waiting for him to say? They were riding their bikes along the river. And then the Fooish came past on one of the goodies bikes.
I thought they might say bikes. I thought they were talking about like motorbikes.
No.
See, rock and roll. It's different.
It's come a long way.
It's come a long way.
Hey, by the way, this performance that you're about to hear will be also on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram at Kennedy Malloy as well. This is Weezer, Island in the Sun on Kennedy Malloy. Kennedy Malloy, as I mentioned, you can see all the acoustics online that you've missed so far this year. That was so fantastic at kennedymalloy.com.au. It is their rostered week off. They're back on Monday, but up next, oh, look out, Mick Malloy gets on the scales.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Listen up, Australia. While Mick and Jane have a well-earned break, we're heading back to the archives. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
I was just thinking, while Jane and Mick are away, and look, if you're looking for love, they've been doing this thing on air the last couple of weeks with a really good hit rate too. It's Kennedy Malloy's Radio Tinder. So if you'd like to register, if you're single, wanting to mingle, and we can hook you up and maybe give you like an inner-city hotel with, you know, a nice meal and all, go to kennedymalloy.com.au, get your details to us. We'll start it again next week when the guys return on Monday. Now, coming up soon, The Office Deadpool and Carl Stefanovic as well. We've got the best bits of Kennedy Malloy, part of our Rostered Week Off. Now, we're talking Stormy Daniels just a moment ago.
We are talking about Stormy Daniels and her affair with the president.
Yes, that was hushed up.
With a 130 grand check cut a week before he was voted in as president. The incident that's fascinated us is where she claims that in a tryst with Donald Trump, he asked to be spanked on the bottom with a magazine, which happened to be a Forbes magazine with his picture on the cover.
Yep.
It got us thinking. What kind of what magazine would you like to be thumped on the bottom with by a porn star? And we've got a few callers racked up. Sharon, you heard the acting question. What's the magazine you'd like to be spanked on the bottom with?
Well, I'm thinking Truck and Life.
Now,
and is there a reason? Is there a punch off for Truck?
You know, there's nothing better than a big rig, is there?
Sharon in the big rig. Now, is this part of your life? Are you a driver, Sharon? You're trucking?
My husband's a truck driver.
Well, there you go. Yeah, this is all for him. I'm betting this has happened at some stage.
So am I. Just a bit of good, clean trucking fun.
Trucking life on the end of the old trucker's arm.
Good on you, Sharon. Thanks for calling up.
In full play.
Hey, Graham.
It's got to be the Bunnings catalogue.
Yes.
Listen, yes, I'm with you all the way there, Graham.
That's doing it for me already.
You know, lower prices are just the beginning.
Hey!
And you get the sausage at the end.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you say lower prices again in a hushed tone? No, you can't. You're not going to do it. Well done, Graham. I like your thinking. Scott's on the line. Scott, here we go. Boot this baby home.
Yes, an old magazine from the early 80s, an old golf magazine called Hole in One.
Oh, come on, Scott.
All righty.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Guys are back on Monday. Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy for the drive home. Hey, just looking at some of the Mick coin, the trades that have come through that Mick has allowed a trade to happen for a Mick coin, which are specially minted coins. Mick sort of had an idea of cryptocurrency, didn't sort of really think it through, but has had 100 coins minted. I think it's like sterling silver gold plated. They're worth about $40 if you want to buy them like as per that. But of course, they're worth more than that because there's only 100 in circulation. Mick knows how currency works. To see what people have, we've got the Mitcoin ledger. To see what people have traded, go kennedymalloy.com.au. I'm just reading through some here. There was some random bloke who run around the CBD in a mankini with "Love Mick Malloy" written on his back. I think he's done that. I think we've got the video of that too online. Steve with the Mitcoin traded a VB Warnie doll. He did think of offering up an Ian Botham doll, but decided just on the Warnie doll instead. Wouldn't sell the set. But he got a Mitcoin out of it. Wade said, "I'll give you 10 laps in a V8 supercar at Eastern Creek," which is a great trade for a Mitcoin as well. So if you've got something to trade, because I know there's 80 coins left in circulation, go to kennedymalloy.com.au. They're back on Monday. Now, we've been reliving some of the best bits of Kennedy Malloy and Mick Malloy. Look, he's of the fuller figure, you'd say, wouldn't you? Look, he wants to shed a few kilos. We know that. And he was embarking on a health kick.
You're hobbling.
I'm hobbling.
You did eat a Band-Aid because you've got a little cut.
Oh, stop it, Jane. If you're not going to... Do you know what? If that's your attitude, I won't go...
Dave, how are you?
I'm very well. What's wrong, Mickey?
I went to the gym.
Oh,
that's what's wrong.
Gym, so I've been fat-shamed so much over the last couple of days.
No one can tell you to do something about
the time was
right.
It
has to be yourself.
The time was right. I've let it go. I haven't really...
When was the last time you sort of went on the scales?
Well, the scale, it would have been before Richmond won the grand final. Let's be honest, it's been a fairly...
few months. You've celebrated for a long time.
Let's say, Jane, it's been a fairly solid hit out since the... I think I sobered up last Tuesday.
Right. There's
been a fair bit of drinking, some bad eating, no gym work. So I went
to the gym today.
I went to the gym today.
How'd that go?
Oh, man. It was sad. The guy who owned the gym sat beside the defibrillator, ready to break the glass.
You've got to be careful,
buddy.
I was
huffing and puffing.
Seriously.
I'm down the end next to the window, which I had fogged up. Big hello to everyone down there at Jets. So the window's fogged up, and there's all this huffing and puffing, and someone comes over and goes, "You okay?" I go, "No, I'm not. Mind your own business."
Don't have a heart attack on us. I'm worried.
Well, you know.
You'll be okay?
Now, speaking to a guy who took 43 steps in one day, Jane, as monitored by his Fitbit.
That's something. We've got to...
But anyway, look, that's how it goes. I've had a go. I've got back in there, and it's a big job.
Did you lift weights
it's
as
a
well?
Big no, I can't because I've still hurt my shoulder from my ice skating accident.
Baby.
Yeah.
Well,
you've got to get yourself back in.
Right.
Spend a fair bit of time in the spa. I've got a plan.
I've got
a diet plan. I think that's the other big
one.
I've got a plan to go ahead with that.
It's interesting you say that, Mick, because...
hello, Dave.
Hey, how are you guys?
Yeah, sorry.
No, I did.
Did you?
Hi, everyone.
I can't remember anything.
You know, at the end of the show when we said goodbyes and
when the show finishes,
having a bit of a chit chat. Yesterday, just before we were recording the promo, I was just waiting for Marshy to bring them in. I rolled record on your conversation.
As we were waiting.
I beg your pardon.
Hang on. When we were having a private conversation.
What were you talking about?
Well, I couldn't really hear what it was until I listened back to the tape what it was. You might want to hear this. This is what happened. This is fair dinkum.
Hang on a second. I'll sue you.
Have a listen.
This was not meant for... What are we talking about?
This is a conversation you and Jane had off air yesterday after the show. Have a listen.
I'll stick to it.
I've got a really yummy kale coleslaw that you'll love.
What can I have for breakfast?
Eggs. Scrambled eggs. I'm not coming around to make you scrambled eggs. You can make scrambled eggs, can't you? No. Go and have them at a cafe.
I can make
no
an omelette.
No toast. Great. Have an omelette. No toast.
I'll go down and I'm going to have...
Omelette with avocado on the side, bit of ham, bit of cheese, but not too much.
Ham,
it's about portion size.
Bacon. I can have bacon.
Just try not to have bacon for breakfast.
More than ham. Bacon. I thought bacon was good.
It is, but it's just... if you have an omelette...
I want bacon...
Okay.
Avocado.
Yes.
And eggs.
And scrambled eggs. Perfect. No toast.
Okay. That's my breakfast.
And a cup of black coffee.
And lunch. I've got a lunchbox.
Lunch, you're going to have lunchbox. Yeah. And then dinner, a piece of steak. Jimmy's can do it. Just a bit of steak and some salad.
Can I have his pork chop? Can I have his lamb chop?
You can, but don't have potatoes.
And can I have a drink while I'm there?
Yes, you can, but just one.
The fierce negotiation over the bacon.
Are we back on air now?
Well, that is terrible.
Is that's a conversation we had last night.
Yeah, that's
because
right.
We were talking about Mick's calorific intake and a change of your lifestyle and the way you eat.
I've got the diet under control. Yep. I've got the my woman who lives across the road from me is cooking for me at the moment.
Wait.
Who?
The woman who lives across your... woman who lives across the road from you. It's not your mum.
No,
not your girlfriend.
No, is this unusual?
Your neighbour cooks you.
Yes, it's unusual.
Sometimes neighbours bring over something as a treat once in a while.
Commercial arrangement.
What are you talking about?
Commercial.
You got someone who cooks for
you.
You
just go and knock on someone's door and say, "Can you make me some beef bourguignon?"
I heard a whisper. She's very good.
I'm sure she is.
She's giving me more support at the moment than you are. Pick high low, Joe.
Pardon me, but what did you have for lunch today?
Yeah, what did you make?
I had what that
have
I told you,
forgotten
you about
already.
No, you made me a chicken salad.
There you go.
All right.
God, I'm not going
to
do that.
I've
again.
Got to. I need to lose weight.
All right. Well, now you have to get on the scales.
All right. Well,
because
is that why they're in the studio?
I actually arranged for some scales to come in because if you don't know what you weigh now,
good point.
And you know, a larger fellow like yourself, that first
week. Be very careful here.
Okay. No, I'm brave. Got to get proof of what you are, so we can't just make it up because we don't trust you.
This is terrible.
No, wait till your shirt off.
You've got to nude up.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
You don't need
to. You do. You can't.
Mickey, stop. What
he's
are you doing?
His clothes off.
No.
But you normally do when you get weighed.
No, but you don't have to just be in your underpants.
He's taking his watch off now.
You've got no socks on. You have no shame. I swear to God. Lucky I know. I'm looking away.
All right.
Look away.
What's your guess, Jane?
What is it? 99.
All I'm
going to
say is I'm going to win a fluffy toy here. I'm going to get the kind of settling.
Yep.
At 105.7.
Oh, that sounds like a radio station. 105. You're on 105.7.
That's it. So you've hit the ton. Over the ton.
Hey, that's not what I thought.
Is that it?
Buddy, that's...
2 weeks.
Yeah, that's pretty hefty.
I'll be down to 105.
What?
I would say a well-earned break, but it is Mick and Jane that we're talking about here. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
It's your old mate Dangerous Dave here. Hi. Carl Stefanovic to join us real soon. We have picked out the best bits of Kennedy Malloy. I hope you're enjoying it. Any shows that you missed, you can catch up with the podcast, kennedymalloy.com.au, the same place that you can go and already see what's been traded for a Mitcoin, and you've got something to offer. Just think what Mick Malloy would really want in place of a Mitcoin to trade. Go kennedymalloy.com.au. Simon got a Mitcoin in trade of a novelty swearing parrot. We had Andrew Denton on last week. He is, he said he will perform open heart surgery on Mick when Mick has a heart attack. Not if, but when. And Lee Sales last week as well, a tea towel that she and Annabelle Crabb sell as part of their podcast as well. So that's a trade for Mitcoin. Anyway, what you've got, let us know. And back on Monday, be offering more Mitcoins with Kennedy Malloy. Now, we're talking about some notable deaths early this year. The great Stephen Hawking.
Jane, the sad passing of a very important person, Stephen Hawking, the author of A Brief Moment in Time, one of the great minds of his generation. As I said, and he's a glim example, die young, leave a pretty corpse. And I think that's fair call.
Quite an extraordinary guy who happened to be diagnosed with MND, motor neuron disease, when he was 21, given 2 years to live.
And kept coming.
There you go.
I'm wondering how he died. Do you reckon it was on the can, eating a burger, Elvis style?
Possibly not.
No.
I don't think it could be that.
What about on the job, Billy Snedden style?
Oh, yeah. Oh, baby. Oh, that is good.
All right.
That's not me, by the way.
Can I point out, but this is little known, he did actually attend a swingers club, and that was confirmed by Cambridge University. They say he wasn't a regular, but he used to do that. I don't think he was testing out his bing-bang theory. I think he was testing out his gang-bang theory.
Too soon?
Good thing. The good thing was the security guards at least didn't have to tell him he could look but can't touch. Or find a chair for a lap dance. But look,
can I say another interesting fact today? I'm just going to make a diversion. It's Pi Day today.
What's Pi Day?
As in the theory of Pi,
Day. I just think,
Pie.
What kind of pie?
Of course you do.
Apple pie, pecan pie, yum.
Well, and it's also, you'll notice that the Google Doodle also has a reference to that.
I beg your pardon.
Pie Day. Oh,
Google Doodle.
What were the chances that you know what a Google Doodle?
It just sounds funny. Now, Dave, I've never seen anyone punch the air when they found out.
Well, it takes me no time.
A little bit chipper.
And why? Why, Dave?
Gives me no joy to announce here at the radio station at Kennedy Malloy in the office that there is a Deadpool. And we do this at the start
of
the year.
See, now I didn't know what this is. Have you heard of this?
Yeah, I have heard about this, who's the first to cark it.
Yeah, and so what we do here, as a former winner of 2017, I was the one that got the most deaths.
Who's the big one?
What a strange claim to fame.
Chuck Berry.
This year? So you've taken Stephen Hawking?
No, I haven't. That was someone else. That was Lucy in the office. There's two people, in fact, got Stephen Hawking.
Two people that taped the pool with Stephen Hawking? What about, who were you on?
Last year, Adam West, I got.
Did you really? You predicted Adam West would cark it last year.
You know who I would be on, Dave?
Who?
Prince Philip.
Yes, that's got to be a short.
I was on him last year, and there was touch and go moment there for a while.
When he was on that barge, down the Thames in London, and it was raining. I'm going, come on.
This is a very uncomfortable conversation.
As I said, it gives me no joy.
Does there a little glint in your eye?
Give us a call, 133353.
Who you think's going to go next?
Who's going to go next? Who's good for it? Who's up for it?
We have different categories as well. So we've got your Hollywood, you've got your public figure, you've got your Australian music sport.
Mick, your name's not on that list, is it?
You know what? I hope I die now so you feel terrible.
I won't feel terrible.
If I die, can you play that bit of audio back?
I will.
Can you start the show with that bit of audio?
Yeah, you know what we're going to do? We're going to set up, we're going to do a sketch about you, and then we're going to have a big old laugh about it, just like you did to Stephen Hawking. Let's see how you like it.
Well, I hope you play me on the job. Go on for a while.
We'll have to record it. We'll have to fake it, that's for sure.
Now, who else? There's another big one that's gone. I'm not going to tell you.
Yes.
The whole country of France will be in mourning today.
They will.
Givenchy. Yeah.
How are you saying it?
Givenchy. Oh, Givenchy.
Yes.
Pardon.
Givenchy, who is very celebrated because of Breakfast at Tiffany's He dressed Audrey Hepburn. She was his muse.
I could have dressed Audrey Hepburn.
I know, because she's a sponge.
You can put her in a hessian bag.
I know.
You can put Audrey Hepburn in a poncho and some Ugg boots.
Listen, you think you're an expert at everything. Honestly, you're not a fashion designer now.
I could be a great...
No,
I could,
you're
I could
not
be
a fashion
designer. Great fashion house.
Bull.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of stretched denim in there. But
no, he invented the LBD, the classic little black dress. That was him.
Can I tell you, out of all the funerals I'd want to go to,
yes,
it would be his. Imagine hitting on the hot chicks. Imagine how many hot
chicks. There are going to be so many stunning women
at
this today.
And you say in little black dresses, because it'll be black, so it'll be hot chicks.
They'll have little gloves on.
A bit like a, do you reckon the pallbearers will come down like a catwalk? Chicken will have to come down, do a turn, and go back up. We've got a couple of callers already. Michael, who are you thinking is up for it in the Deadpool?
I reckon Keith Richards. He's had everything in him.
Nah. No, you've upset Dave Michael, but I don't know.
Mate, the guy got hit on the head with a coconut in a hammock and lived
still
to tell the
story.
Hey, that'd be a good way to go, wouldn't it?
That is a good way to go.
How'd you go? How'd he go? Hit on the head with a coconut in a hammock. Well, that's got Mickey written all over it.
That's indeed. Kathy? Thanks, Michael.
Who?
Hi, Kathy.
Oh, hello, you gorgeous duo. I reckon Kirk Douglas.
Ooh. Oh, how old is he now?
102.
Oh, my God. He's looking better than his son these days, isn't he?
He's got a letter from the Queen. And you can put her on the list too.
Really? No. The Queen's going to live forever.
Sadly.
What do you mean, don't you go, my Queen?
How long did the Queen mum live to him?
Oh,
she was 100?
She was 100 plus.
Yeah. And they called her death
Windsor Castle, didn't she? Smoking in bed.
They called her death way too early sometime.
I'm enjoying this. Who's going next? And we'll put some money on this. Let's have a crack.
Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. More of your Deadpool calls after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
We're talking the Deadpool.
I wasn't aware this is what Deadpool is.
Deadpool is where
it's a game you guess.
You run a book on who's going to cark it next. And we've got some calls.
We're all
going
to go sometimes.
We'll have to go sometimes, so why can't we turn a dollar out of it? And we're speaking to two-time previous winner, Dangerous Dave.
Oh, my God, yes.
Who'd you win with?
Well, last year I got Adam West, TV's Batman, and Chuck Berry, who I've had on for a few years because he's sort of been
out of the form? Are you aware of his health?
Was Adam West not well?
Well, I thought he's in his mid-80s and he's one of those TV legends that's been around for a while.
And
it kind of came out of the blue,
in
fact. He was ill for a very short time. So
Lewis was one you'd probably have that would have gone, you know.
Already gone, would have got on him.
One of the girls here got Hugh Hefner last year.
Easy money.
He's been gone for years.
Wouldn't have paid a lot,
I would have thought. And MJ got Victorian football legend and broadcaster Lou Richards.
Very elderly at the time.
Lou would have approved.
I think so.
You would have approved, yes.
Sher, can I get on Sher?
She's just been here performing.
And I saw her and she was a bit doddery.
She wasn't doddery.
If you carbon dated Sher, it would go back to the 1400s.
That's rubbish. She's 70.
Well, can I get a bet on?
Pass.
All right.
Lock it in.
Callers can't wait to get involved.
Oh, no.
Joe, who would you like to get on? Who do you think is a good chance of cracking?
I want to be wrong, but look, I'm going to have to say Bert Newton.
Oh God.
I don't like this game, Joe. He's 79. He's had a good innings.
79.
No, he's in the zone.
He's fit as a fiddle,
old
I'll have
Moonface.
You know.
Here lies old Moonface.
Patty will not like to hear that.
It gives us no pleasure to say these.
If you say that one more time while you're smiling.
Have to be an open casket.
For Bert.
Big bounce in.
Help you. Patty, give us a call.
Patty, give us a call. Let us know everything's okay. Hey Vince, who do you reckon's cruising for a... who's up for it?
I thought of former President George Bush.
George Bush.
George Bush Senior.
Yeah, Senior. He's 93 years of age and he moves about in a wheelchair. So I think he's... he could retire.
George Bush Senior, 93, losing it, up on charges of groping women
at the moment.
It'd be a good time for him to shuffle
I don't think he needs that wheelchair, to be honest. I think he sits in there and just goes, because it's like bum height. He can do that. Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Hey, Vince, thanks for your contribution. Give Vince a prize.
Oh, I will, Vince. We'll give you a $100 fuel card coming your way.
Okay.
You good on you.
Hey, Max.
Thanks for your contribution.
You've got an interesting one, Max.
Yeah, my one's Stan Lee, the creator of Marvel.
Now, that would be huge.
How old's he?
Oh, he's 95 now.
Oh, my God.
And that'd be a good one because he could actually fake his own death or plan his own death or come back as some kind of alter ego or something.
Because he was ill like a couple of months back. I think he had pneumonia or something, didn't he, Max? So he was struggling a bit, but I think he's coming back.
Good on you, Max.
I'm not barracking for it, but it's a good chance of coming
good. It's a hard subject to barrack for, isn't it? But Dean, you might have another one for us. Who do you think might be on the list?
On the endangered list, Jane, Mick, get the money onto this. Roll this into wherever you want. It's Attenborough.
He's endangered, mate.
Sir David.
I'll put him in my box trifecta.
Mate, bag him in there, Mick.
He's up there.
Dean, I'm pretty sure.
Whoever be quiet, here he is.
I'm pretty sure.
I died yesterday, you can see me.
All the networks would have done their tributes already. They're just stacking up.
Jason's.
What? Oh, no. No. We're not saying that.
Oh, Jason's there.
Hello.
Hi, Jason. Yeah. Who's your money on?
Oh, I think it's a really, really bad one. I don't know, they're all bad, but Molly Meldrum.
Oh, Jesus, come on. He's a national treasure.
I know, but Jason, you started this.
This has gone too far. You can't go killing Molly. That's enough.
While Mick and Jane binge some Netflix on the couch, this is Kennedy Malloy's Frosted Week Off.
Carl Stefanovic.
You have to be one of the busiest men in Australia. I know you do 60 Minutes. You've got your own show this time next year. Has that started? Have you started filming on
that? Yeah, and as you know, you'll be appearing in this.
Suggesting a celebrity version, you think, Carl?
Yeah, and I would like to say, so he comes out, imagine he comes from the behind the drama-filled doors and he sits down and I say, Mick Malloy, what would you like to pledge?
Well, there's too many things to think of what you could do to improve yourself.
This time next year, I will be in solitary confinement. and then you have to go to the jail and interview me through the glass.
Mick, what happened?
I can't talk about it.
That's crazy.
Hey,
can you
do the Today Show, which we all know how demanding that stuff is. You're one of the busiest men in the world. And when you're not at work, you're being chased and hounded by the paparazzi in this country.
They are an absolute punish, but you know, you get used to them. As I was saying to this guy in the shower this morning, bro, can you just back off us a little bit?
Carl, here's the thing. You shouldn't have to get used to it, should you? So just for example, today.
You're hogging the doona, mate. You're hogging the doona.
Woman's Day again. Carl's million-dollar midlife crisis.
What?
Yeah.
And they've got lots of snaps of you and Jasmine and rings and.
Oh, if you're going to have a midlife crisis, it may as well be $1 million one, right, Carl?
Well,
we were thinking
I think they've gone under. You know, see, if you're going to make stuff up and fabricate it completely, I'd go a little bit further over the top. You know, let's call it a $5 million, midlife crisis. Let's say Harley Davidsons and Vespers in the same sentence. No one does that.
Where are you at with this mob? Yeah. Have you got a working relationship? You got a piece? Can you ring them up and say back off? Where are you
currently at with the
women's magazines?
No, but I think that's a disservice to women to call them women's magazines.
Okay,
I mean. They are completely trash. There's nothing you can do about it. You just got to live with it and get on with it. And, you know, whatever they do, it's a dialogue and a discourse that I can't follow, nor do I care. But it is upsetting when there's stuff that people believe.
Right.
You know, like when, you know, you and I had that love triangle, Mick. It was just uncomfortable
for
a while.
That's
right. Well, they will believe anything. But, you know, after Rebel
I did
Will-
give them an interview, though, and I was on the cover.
You did. You sold out.
I was on the cover sitting on a stool looking out a window with rain falling on the pain.
For going, $50.
By Carl Stefanovic Heartbreak, I think was the headline.
Rebel Wilson did, that made a big impact. Don't you think that's sort of shaken things up? I know that they're appealing the decision, which is lame, but, you know, what were your thoughts there about Rebel?
No, I think that there's defamation and there's just, you know, there's stuff you just don't bother with. And there's a fine line that they're experts at treading. Here's the thing. I would say to everyone, don't believe anything in those things.
Yep.
You know, I'd ask people just not to read them, but look, that's their prerogative and it goes with the job. So if you don't want to have, you know, a public life, then you have to say, right, I'm checking out. I'm going to do something else. There's nothing you can do. That was really, really.
It's all good. I'm looking forward to the wedding. I'm on.
Hang on.
Carl?
Yeah, let me tell you something. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. What comes before a wedding is a Bucks Bay. Mick Malloy has put his hand up.
Bang!
You think that's a good idea?
Oh, my God.
I am.
No, Carl.
Leave it with me, Carl.
Carl, hey, Carl. Can't do this.
Carl.
What?
Carl, one word. Hooters.
I'm not confirming anything about anything.
We're going to need a boat, and it's got to be a big one. I've got the captain. Relax.
Carl Stefanovic, you have no idea what you've just done.
I'll send you some plans.
Vespa.
We're going to need planning.
You'll be back on board.
We're going to need planning permission for the, from the council, and I'll need your passport.
We need passports.
While we catch you up on some of the fun from the last few months, Mick and Jane are enjoying a rostered week off. This is Kennedy Malloy.